Oh, thank you so much, Steve. It's me, Bill. It's her, Anna. Anna Balaval is sitting in for Wendy Snyder. Wendy will return on Monday when the holiday is over. Joe Thomas Sr. joins us right now. Joe is on the phone. Joe, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, very well.
Joe, do me a favor. Here's what I've been saying up until we actually got you on the line. I've been saying that Mr. Thomas, you, Joe Thomas Sr., is 55 years old, and he's currently doing something that no other 55-year-old person in the country is doing. Do you know that to be true? I keep saying it. I hope it's true.
Yes, it is.
It is true. I want everyone to know what it is, and then we'll hear the backstory. I think it's better coming from you, though. Tell everybody about what you're doing at the age of 55 that no one else is doing.
I'm working out and eating healthy and doing a lot of stretching and just taking care of myself.
You're doing all that, but...
Like everybody should.
Right? You're taking care of yourself. You're eating right. You're exercising. But that has led to you, sir, being the first 55-year-old to ever play in an NCAA football game. You did that last weekend, right?
Yes, sir.
How exciting is that at the age of 55? Nobody would think that was possible. So what led to this? How did this become a reality?
Yeah, how did this happen?
Well, I always wanted to do play college football. I have a lot of free time since I have my own business. Mm-hmm. I'm able to go to class every day and go to practice. I work a long time, so I made that happen. That's a dream I wanted to fulfill. Well, it was too late.
So
since
you would,
I was in college.
You attend you go to SC State. You go to South Carolina State, correct?
Yes, sir.
When you were a kid, you did not go to college, right?
That's right.
You didn't. And what made you go later in life? What made you decide, I got to go back and get into school?
Well, the area I'm from, the economy was real bad. I couldn't find a job. Lost some contracts, and everywhere I went to the application out. They said I needed a college education, so I went back to college. Since I was at college, I figured I'd walk on the football team and made a team. So that was it.
So why did you want to try out for the team at your age?
At my age, that's something I always wanted to do, go to college when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So since I was there, I figured I'd walk on. When I was younger, I had a I probably still have it the way I know I have it. Mm-hmm. Speech impediment.
Yeah.
When I was young, I couldn't hear that well. I was a little afraid to go to college when I was young, when I came out of high school.
Well, you sound great. You look great, Joe. I've seen footage of you. I've seen pictures of you. You're in really good shape, sir.
Yes, sir.
You are. All right, so is this intimidating at all when you're practicing and then playing in a game? You're playing against guys that are probably 19 or 20 years old, right?
That's right.
Yeah, and so what are their thoughts about this, playing against a guy who's old enough or older than their own dads?
Yeah.
Well, they thought maybe I couldn't make it, and they always say Pop. They call me Pop.
I was going to ask you if they had a nickname for you, because
Pop,
you deserve a nickname.
That's my son. He started that. That was all right with me, mm-hmm. which I am a Pop, all right. compared to them. And but when I started working out with them, they know that I was running right there with them. I ran a lot of them. And lifting weights with them. I was doing everything they was doing. They was amazed.
Now, Joe, we mentioned your son, also named Joe Thomas Jr. Joe currently is employed by the Green Bay Packers. He plays football for the Packers. We are in Chicago, don't like the Packers because they do that thing that we don't do here in Chicago, and that's win.
Win, yeah.
Yep. They're not winning right now. But,
not currently.
More than us, Mr. Thomas, more than us.
They were definitely boss back.
When you told your son that you were going to be playing college ball at the age of 55, what was his reaction, Joe?
Well, he was okay with it because we've been talking about it mm-hmm. way before he started there. Actually, started in there when the economy got so bad. And I spoke with him 3 or 4 times about it and see how he felt about it. Mm-hmm. He was okay with it.
So when you were out there playing and they call your name and you go out there to play, did you take a moment to take it all in, or were you just one of the boys just running after the ball or whatever it is linebackers do, Bill? I'm sorry.
Block.
That.
Tackle.
Uh-huh.
Come again, I'm sorry.
When you were out there, did you take a moment to take it all in, to say, oh, my God, I am playing college football?
I was just ready to go. When he called me. When they called me and said, I got to play, I was happy, but I was nervous. But butterfly. After I touched the ball, I was okay after that.
Does anything hurt, Mr. Thomas? Does anything hurt?
No,
I'm 42 and everything's starting to hurt.
I hurt more when I was in my early 20s. I feel a lot better now.
Good.
I didn't feel anything. I wasn't sore the next day or anything.
Good.
I feel great.
That's wonderful.
My body, my doctor said I got a body of a 25-year-old guy.
I
don't look 25, but my body feels good.
That's excellent. That's so cool. And what did they have to do, Joe, once you got into the game? Because I believe that this is a record, an NCAA record. Nobody of your age has participated in a game and played in a game before. So when did they let you know that you had broken that record? Was that immediate or was that later on?
Well, I kind of know that before it happened.
Oh, you did?
I just wanted to do it. I just wanted to fulfill my dreams so it happened, and I thank God for it.
It's never too late. Listen to this man. He went to college later on in life,
right,
and he also played college football.
Yeah. I'm sure you know the story, Joe, about Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. They played in the same outfield together for a little while. Wouldn't that be exciting if you and your son got to play in a game together? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, that's what we tried to make happen when I first started. But I had I was in a car accident by a drunk driver.
Oh, no. Mm.
And messing the knee up, and had an ACL and an MCL operation.
You're doing okay now, though.
I kind of saw everything back.
But now you're okay. You're okay in terms of those injuries. You're healed.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm
that's good.
No pain.
And Joe, I'm sure I'm not the first person to suggest this to you, but this story, your story about at the age of 55 going back and playing college football, that's the kind of thing that would make for a great movie. Has anyone ever suggested that this could be a movie?
Yes, I even thought of it.
Yeah?
Before I even started.
Who would play you if they did a movie of this, Joe? Who do you want playing you?
Probably President Obama.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Go big. Get Barack Obama to play you.
Either Wesley Snipes, Denzel Washington.
Yeah? Yeah, Wesley Snipes would be good. Denzel, yeah.
Aim high, sir. Always aim high. And younger.
That's right.
Yep.
That's
yep.
right. So, I always had that attitude.
Joe, are you going to – will you be back out on the field again this Saturday? Or are you playing again? You are. Are you looking forward to it?
Wow.
I'm ready. I can't wait.
Oh, you're the best. This is such an inspirational thing. Joe Thomas, again, Joe Thomas Sr., at the age of 55, playing football for SC State. It's an all-time record. Nobody 55 has ever played in the NCAA before, but he's doing it, and he's doing it well. Joe, great to meet you. Thanks so much. I hope you have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Take care.
Have a blessed one.
Well, thank you. We promise.
The picture's awesome because these young kids are lifting him up.
Yeah.
And he has the body of a 20-something-year-old, but he's kind of balding. He's an older gentleman. It looks like they're picking up their grandpa. But grandpa's in an awesome shape. I imagine how the coaches feel comfortable. Like
the coaches
are
younger than he is.
I know. Sir, could you do this for me, please?
When I read the story, I kept thinking about David Ross, who was one of the catchers for the Cubs, and the team
grandpa,
lovingly
right?
called him Grandpa, even though he wasn't that much older than him. In this case, Joe is almost three times their age.
Yeah.
You know, he's 55, they're 20, so that's legit.
Yep.
I mean, that's amazing. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we have more show for you. Stay where you are. It's Bill Leff and Anna Balaval in for Wendy Snyder on WGN.